This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 105 for Monday, October 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is trading to both sides of unchanged Monday morning in thin and choppy activity, although the bias is turning to the downside. Canola up 30 cents to down 230, most months lower now. November down 80 cents at $526.20 per ton. January, it's down 90 cents at $533. Losses in Chicago soy oil and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar this morning accounted for some of the early weakness as crush margins deteriorated. Malaysian palm oil hit two-week lows overnight amid declining demand from India. Ample supplies in the commercial pipeline also weighed on canola, although demand does remain solid from both exporters and domestic crushers. Farmer deliveries are also slowing down with harvest operations complete across most of the prairies. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with a steady to firmer tone in soybeans and corn, but mixed activity in wheat. Soybeans up 3 cents in the November contract at $10.53 per bushel. Soybeans were thought to be due for a bit of a correction after posting double-digit losses on Friday. The U.S. soybean harvest is thought to be about three-quarters complete, and harvest pressure should be starting to subside. Ongoing production concerns in South America are also supportive as dryness in Brazil hampers seeding their next crop. Soy meal, it's posting the biggest gains of the soy complex today, with soy oil down. That mixed activity in the products did temper the movement in beans to some extent. Corn, it's higher, up 1.5 cents in December at 403.5 per bushel. That market holding above the psychological $4 mark. The USDA reported private export sales of 123,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning, with an additional 345,000 tons to other unknown destinations. Wheat futures are mixed, with gains in Minneapolis spring wheat, but losses in the winter wheats. December Minneapolis wheat up 1.75 cents at 561.5 per bushel. Kansas City down 0.25 cent in December at 558.5. Chicago wheat down 2.5 cents at 622.75. Dryness concerns in a number of winter wheat growing regions of the world, including the U.S. and Ukraine, did remain supportive, although Russia received some much-needed precipitation over the weekend. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, October 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.